It's Thursday, February 9th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump lashed out at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is examining his temporary travel ban on those from 7 Muslim-majority nations, reports The Guardian. He did not pull any punches yesterday.
It's really incredible to me that we have a court case that's going on so long. When you read something so perfectly written and so clear to anybody, and then you have lawyers and I watched last night in amazement, and I heard things that I couldn't believe. I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political.
The president insisted that his order, which is currently blocked, was, quote, done for the security of our nation, unquote, and should be respected. President Trump and House Republicans need to, quote, move fast on the tax cuts, get things moving, unquote, said two-time GOP presidential candidate Steve Forbes on CNBC yesterday. Forbes warned, quote, if they botch this thing on taxes, unquote, Republicans could lose control of the House in the 2018 midterm elections. Matt Drudge echoed those concerns. Quote, Republican Party should be sued for fraud. No discussion of tax cuts now. Just lots of crazy. Back to basics, guys. Unquote. The Obama administration lied about global warming. That's the allegation of the House of Representatives Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, reports the Daily Mail. Dr. John Bates, the recently retired principal scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Climatic Data Center, blew the whistle on the alleged manipulation of data used to support a landmark 2015 climate change study. In the summer of 2015, NOAA scientists published the CARL study, which retroactively altered historical climate change data and resulted in the elimination of a well-known climate phenomenon known as the, quote, climate change hiatus, unquote. The hiatus is identified as a period between 1998 and 2013, during which the rate of global temperature growth slowed. Exodus 2016 says, do not bear false witness. Instead of protecting the most vulnerable patients in Oregon, the state legislature has introduced the deadly Senate Bill 494. The Worldview spoke with Gail Atterbury, director of Oregon Right to Life.
This euthanasia bill would allow the starvation and dehydration death of mentally ill Alzheimer's or dementia patients who are conscious, who can eat, who want to eat, but the surrogates will have the power, if this bill is passed, to withdraw food and water and cause these patients to literally die of starvation and dehydration.
According to World Magazine, the complicated 30-page Senate Bill 494 would allow the surrogates of the patient with dementia or mental illness who has an advanced directive to interpret that directive through a court order to mean more than what is written. In other words, if this bill passes, surrogates would have the ability to withhold food and fluids from the patient even though the patient had not requested such action. Unfortunately, the Oregon State Senate is dominated by 17 pro-death Democrats versus 13 pro-life Republicans. However, there are 3 key Democrats who appear open to reason. Your calls could make the life-saving difference. Please call these 3 Oregon senators, Peter Courtney at 503-986-1600, James Manning at 503-986-1707, and Floyd Przanski at 503-986-1704. Call anytime, day or night. Leave a voicemail message if you get a recording. Say, quote, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm calling to urge you to vote against Senate Bill 494, which would allow the starvation and dehydration of patients with dementia or mental illness without their prior written consent. Thank you, unquote. Get those names, phone numbers, and the sample 2-sentence message in our transcript at theworldview.com. please email me to let me know you made those calls. Adam@theworldview.com. Psalm 82:4 says, "Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." Kiar Harris, a single mom in Buffalo, New York, started researching homeschooling last November because her two elementary school-aged children were not excelling at their failing Buffalo public school, reports 7 Eyewitness News, the local ABC affiliate. Harris said, quote, "I spoke directly to the homeschool coordinator, and she told me from this point on my children were officially unenrolled from school," unquote. But just a week later, Child Protective Services called her with a court order to take her children, and when she told them no, she was arrested for obstruction. The distraught mother has not seen her kids in 3 weeks, during which time they've been placed in foster care. The case is far from finished. The Buffalo Common Council will be addressing it today. Pray that Kiar Harris gets justice. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.